You are listening to the Conversational Selling Podcast with Nancy Calabrese.
Hi, everyone. It's Nancy Calabrese, and it's time again for Conversational Selling, the podcast where sales leaders and business experts share what's going on in sales and marketing today, and it always starts with the human conversation. Today, we're speaking with Bertha Robinson, the founder of Star One Professional Services, a business coaching and consulting firm that helps clients get beyond goal setting and get to goal achievement. Now, she challenges individuals and organizations to become better leaders of themselves and others while maintaining purpose and balance in their lives. Bertha believes that knowing the right strategy to get you to where you want to go is more important now than ever. She works with business owners who are ready to adapt new strategies and processes to get from goal setting to goal achievement for real results now. And finally, Bertha and I are both members of the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners, so we have a lot in common. Welcome to the show, Bertha. Let's get started.
Thank you for having me, Nancy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, my goodness. We tried doing this a while ago, right? And it didn't happen. Your memory was better than mine. I totally forgot about the hurricane.
Yeah, well, life happens.
Life does. So how did you get started in business?
Sure. I started my business in 2016. And before that, I had a very nice 19-year career in telecom. Okay. And there was a reorganization in my company that affected my role and my teams. And I was offered the possibility to move up in leadership, but I would have had to move either to Texas or to Virginia. And I had a growing family. So that wasn't an option for me.
Okay.
So through the outplacement agency, we had a parade, I will say, of different options come through, franchising and opportunities to go back and interview. And I hadn't done a resume in 20 years, Nancy.
Wow.
So I said, I don't know if I want to go back into a corporate role. I'd like to do something for myself. Wasn't sure just yet what that would be. And in comes a woman who talks about starting a consultancy. And my interest was piqued. I asked for her information and I met with her and others in their headquarters. And that organization is called Trusted Advisors Network.
Okay.
Long story short, I'm a member of the Trusted Advisors Network. I'm an affiliate since 2016. And I'm in business for myself, but not by myself. They're my network. They're my back office. They're my support. They're my coaches. And they helped me to build my coaching consulting firm.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's always good to have a buffer, right? People that you can turn to, especially when you're out on your own. You know, you need to run ideas, you know, concerns by them. I'm sure they're very supportive of you.
Oh, absolutely. I have my own personal support analyst and my own coach and multiple coaches because we're a network of coaches and consultants. But it is.
Yeah.
It's my own personal advisory board.
That is awesome. So what is the difference between goal setting and goal achievement?
I get that question a lot, especially since I say it in my picture. We all set goals or objectives. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to, you know, start a business. All of these wonderful objectives and goals, but we don't have the structure and the criterion around it that actually, and the process that gets us to achieving the goals. So everyone knows about SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistically high, and time bound.
Right.
That criterion helps us to filter out, to really work through a process to help us to achieve it, make it manageable. So achieving the goal is not the same thing as setting it. So I help my clients go beyond setting it, saying it, dreaming it, but to really achieving it.
Wow. You know, I read somewhere on your website that most people have difficulty in managing their time. Why is that?
There's so many things coming at us. There's this shiny object syndrome where we think, okay, especially in small business world, and even micro businesses even more so. So Nancy's doing this in her business on her social media. Well, Bertha, I think, you know, as Bertha thinks that she needs to do the same thing. And there's nothing wrong with having role models and people who are, you know, leaving success clues and following that. But you have to now focus on what works best for you. So being very clear on what it is that is your mission, your vision, your values. Why are you in your business? What are you doing in your business? How do you do it differently? What is it that your clients and customers are asking for that you're delivering on? Being very focused on that. And if we're not saying no, and this is a phrase that I have from a mentor, say no to great ideas that are not in alignment with my long-term aspirational vision. In other words, we have to say no. We have to set priorities.
Right.
We can't do it all. And once we realize either it's time blocking for some people, making sure you have a paper planner for others, syncing that with your electronic calendar, having a process helps you manage your time.
Wow. Yeah, time is of the essence always, right? We're on the go as soon as we get up in the morning. I love this question. What's been your biggest lesson in life?
Oh, my biggest lesson in life, and it keeps teaching me this, life keeps showing me this, is that people are more generous than we tend to give them credit for. Mm-hmm. Again, kind of like the shiny object syndrome, we kind of hear the sound bites, whether it's on the radio, driving here and there, or on the news. And we tend to see and talk about, and unfortunately, maybe even gravitate towards all the negativity and the stuff that's going on in the world, which is all real, for real.
Yeah.
But people are more generous and more good than we really get to give them credit for. And especially in my business, I want to tell you, business owners have been very generous with their time, have become mentors, have been guides for me, have shown me how they failed and said, Bertha, don't do this. Maybe try that, because I tried that and this is how I failed. And
yeah.
They're so giving. So that's one lesson that I keep seeing. It's a nugget that keeps coming back to me, being revealed.
That's wonderful. And I'm sure you are able to pass that on to your children as well.
Oh, yes. I try. Yeah. They are good teachers. Children are great teachers for parents. And
yeah.
The more patient we are, knowing that we only have them for a little while. They don't belong to us. They really are our best teachers. And that if we can really be good guides for them, teach them early on, and they'll do great. And they'll be great adults.
Yeah.
That's
You're making
hope.
Me smile. I totally agree with you. How do leaders adapt their leadership style? I guess in order to create the right kind of environment for their team members.
Absolutely. And more than ever, being adaptive to your team to create that real culture that people want to be a part of, that community that they want to be a part of. I just led a session on conflict resolution for a financial institution. And the bottom line to this answer is communication. Ask questions. We all can be mentors and coaches and be open to being coached by your team and receiving feedback. And when we find out what they really want, what's the best environment where they thrive and where they can grow, and if we can then provide that, that's adapting. Also, I'm also certified in DISC, behavioral assessment. So knowing someone's preferred style, great to be able to open up the lines of communication and, of course, diffuse conflict. So it may not be my style to make those quick, fast decisions, but it may be someone on my team. So I may lean on them in certain situations where I can say, you know, what do you think about this? How should we move on that? Because it may take me a little longer to process. I may be a little bit more reflective. So if we can adapt that way, we also will see how we can win more, how we can add to our bottom line, how we can have more innovation. And it goes on and on and on. But leaders have to be willing to adapt to be able to do that.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned DISC. We are huge fans of DISCs here at the company. And, it's really a wonderful tool, especially in the sales arena, right? Sales is all about communication.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very aware of it. And it's like understanding the psychology of communication that
Absolutely.
Is really helpful. So, you know, what impact do you want to impart in the business world?
I would say with all the wonderful technology that we have today, and more so now in the news in the last few weeks, there's a lot of talk about AI, even though AI is not new. Just always remembering that we have to be people-centered. Yep. At the end of the day, the AI was created by a human being. If it goes haywire, a human being's going to have to unplug it. That we're people. At the end of the day, we cannot move away from having a people-centered approach.
Yeah.
Communication, like we just talked about, listening, empathy, emotional intelligence, all of that wins in the business world. There's something that I say in some of my presentations, specifically in emotional intelligence, and I don't know where I picked this up, but someone said, and I can't take credit for it, business has always, the business world, corporate world, has always been afraid of the F word. And the F word here stands for feelings. Feelings are good. Being open, yeah, transparent in communication and saying, as even as leaders, especially as leaders, I don't know. Will you teach me? What do you know? Reverse mentoring is successful. Having the next generation teach, you know, the generation that's been there for a while. It's a great plan for succession.
Planning.
So I think that if we always remember at the heart of it all, we're people, and to have empathy, to have courage, to be your authentic self, that will win in business.
Yeah. Early in introducing you, I stated that you believe knowing the right strategy to get you where you want to go is more important now than ever. Why is that?
Oh, yes. Because there's so much going on today. So much being thrown at business leaders. If we're looking just at, you know, the banking industry, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of too much movement going on and not a lot of reflection. And when you stop and think about what is the strategy, you do just that. You stop.
Yeah.
You think. You ask questions. You ask questions of your team. If you have the courage, you ask questions of your competitors. Mm-hmm. If you are, you know, humble enough, you ask questions of those that you may not see eye to eye with so that you can get a diverse perspective. And when you get all that information back, then you can really form a really great strategy as to how you move forward. Because when we all started our business, we started with that initial business plan, the mission, the vision, and the values. And sometimes you're, not sometimes, that business plan is a living document. It will move, it will stretch. But your vision, you know, should get bigger. It should, and you should get clearer. And if you want to be able to capture that, you need a really good strategy, and you need to revise that and review it often, because things are moving. Life happens, as we started our conversation today. So it's important to have a really good strategy, to refresh it, to review it, and to have the courage to have conversations all the way around that inform your next steps.
Yep. Tell me something true that almost nobody agrees with you on.
Something true that, that's a great question. Let me think on that. Something true. I want to say that people are, in essence, are very good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, unfortunately, yes, we get burned. People surprise you. They do bad things. That's unfortunate. But I, if I have the time, I want to share with you a really quick parable.
Sure.
There's a farmer and his helper, right, who's learning. And in comes this, they're in their town, and in comes this gentleman who's brand new to the town. And he stops and he says, "Excuse me, how are the people in this town?" And the farmer says, "Well, how are the people in the town that you just left?" And he said, "They were not good, despicable. I'm so glad I left. That's why I'm in this new town." And he says, "Oh, young man, you'll find the same here." And away goes the newcomer. The next day, another newcomer to the town asked the farmer a similar question. And the farmer's assistant standing there by him listening. And he says, "Excuse me, sir, I'm new to town. What? How are the people in this town? I'd like to get to know them." And he asked him, "Well, gentlemen, well, how were the people in the town that you just came from?" He says, "They were wonderful. I missed them already. They were great." And he says, "You're going to find the same here." And he walks away. So the assistant says, "Wait a minute. Two questions, two different people. You gave them the same answer. How could that be?" And he says, "In essence, you will find that what's already in you is what you cultivate. Thoughts are things. You will create the relationships that you want. If you have the intention to create good relationships, you will. And if you don't, you won't." So I truly believe that there's goodness in people. And I was taught that by my parents, and you brought up children and raising our children. I hope that I impart that in them, and I share that with my team and my clients.
Awesome. I think that's a great story. I hope you tell it often.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. last couple of questions. I want to go back to also what you teach, entrepreneurial leadership. What mm-hmm. do you mean by that?
Yes, that's entrepreneurial leadership and strategic thinking. So for some businesses and smaller businesses or micro businesses, like a business of one, mm-hmm. instead of going into a full strategic planning session, we think about how to be entrepreneurial in your thinking and strategic in your thinking in order to move forward. So it's that in between before they have a full team or they've expanded their business that they want to think strategically, how do I move my business forward? You know, right. I'm at the, you know, 6-figure mark. How do I break through and get to 7? All of those different strategies and the thinking is where it's at. Mindset is all. And I know that in sales, you understand that. So that's what entrepreneurial leadership and strategic thinking. It's a process that I help small businesses, even micro businesses, go through for their strategic plan.
Sure. So what is the one takeaway you'd like to leave the audience with?
The one takeaway is follow the SMART goal criterion. And in my business, I call it Why SMART. W-H-Y and then SMART. The W stands for written, the H stands for harmonious, and the Y stands for yours. Write your harmonious or goals that are in alignment down and make sure that they're your goals, that they fill you up and energize you, and that you have that intrinsic motivation to make them happen. And then give them a time, make them time bound, have a due yep. date, a deadline. Write them out, dream big. We don't dream big enough. We, you know, just sometimes barely scratch the surface because we're afraid of the unknown. Fear is false evidence appearing real. There isn't yeah. anything you can't do except what you've decided already that you won't do. So go out there and achieve big and do good, and you will find that you will do well.
Very inspirational, Bertha. I love it.
This has been a great conversation.
Yeah. So how can my people find you?
They can find me on my website, staroneprofessional.com. They can find me at staroneprof on Twitter.
Okay.
And on LinkedIn, they'll find me as Bertha Garcia Robinson or Star One Professional Services.
Wow. I've been smiling this whole conversation, and I'm certain everyone listening to this will be smiling as well or have been smiling. I really appreciate you spending time with me today, and I look forward to having you back soon. We have to have a continued discussion. What do you say?
Well, you know, Nancy, on the contrary, I thank you for this opportunity to invite me here, and I look forward to part two.
Yeah, let's do it. And everyone out there, make it an amazing day, and we'll see you soon.
The Conversational Selling Podcast is sponsored by One-of-a-Kind Sales. If you are frustrated that you don't have enough leads, or your sales team complains that they just don't have enough time to prospect, we can help. To work with Nancy and her team to help you manage your sales team, install her proven outbound sales process, and create more bottom line results, email her now at nancy@oneofakindsales.com. To learn more about Nancy and her outbound sales secrets, grab your free copy of her book, The Inside Sales Solution, at oneofakindsales.com/book.